Stephen. I'm very upset.
What's happened?
I'm very upset.
What have you done?
But I'm going to Officeworks to resolve it. I've just been sent a photo message from a good friend, Mark Illick, who has purchased a 1 kilogram bag of fantails. But don't worry, mate, I've got some for us.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
These are a real commodity right now.
Yep.
But great news, best before May 2024. So buy up your fantails, folks. They're going to last a good year. Now, fantails are taking the piss. Know your portions. 3 fantails, 1 serve. Fuck off. If I've had 3. I've never limited myself to 3 in my life. I'm not going to open this packet now, because if I open this packet, they'd be all gone by the end of this private feed.
Okay.
You want to open the packet? I don't
care. That's not. How many's in the packet? It's not too big, is it?
That's just a standard packet.
Best before May 2024.
But see, Mark's, look at this. $26 that currently can't be purchased online. Oh, man.
So you got to
turn. He's got
up
ahead of it. Officeworks free 2-hour delivery, no minimum spend. 1 kilogram of fantails, $27. I can't get that deal anymore. Oh. Unavailable online.
Were you actually a fan of fantails,
mate,
before?
I love a fantail.
Really?
I normally buy fantails before a trip.
Right.
I eat them on a plane.
So you like the...
It's one of my plane foods.
Okay.
It's one of my plane foods.
Is it right open?
I don't care. Yeah, I'm going to have one or two.
Oh, hear that? That crunchy goodness?
Hang on. You're the movie buff, right?
Yep.
So you should get all of these correct.
Okay, you can ask me a question.
Absolutely. While I eat,
okay,
too.
Yeah.
Okay. What movie am I? So for Stephen, the challenge is to get it as quickly as possible. Okay?
Yep.
American science fiction franchise, which began as a novel in 1963. The 1968 film adaptation was a critical and commercial success and laid the foundation for 8 subsequent sequels.
Planet of the Apes.
Yep.
Boom.
Wow.
Okay. Who am I? I'm chewing on one as well.
Yeah.
Who am I?
Good. Why isn't this a fucking award-winning podcast?
Born in Louisville, Kentucky.
Matthew McConaughey.
Wrong. In 1990, her career began when she spent a summer in Manhattan when she was 14, scored small commercial and film roles.
I'm never going to get this. I don't know why we're doing it.
Jennifer Lawrence.
I would never have got that.
Yeah.
That's not
Now this is stuck in my teeth.
How good is it, though? The trick to the fantail is to actually leave them in the car for a bit, let them actually, not melt, but just
soften up a bit.
Just soften a bit.
Really?
It's like the same as Minties. Like people yesterday, when I tweeted this, I've never had a tweet go so well than yesterday. It was just so popular. People are bagging them going, oh, they're too hard and they hurt your teeth like Minties do. I'm like, listen, you don't know how to eat Minties. And I'll give you a tip, and don't ever take a Minty from me, because
I've
normally sat on them.
Literally?
I'll either hold a Minty in my hand or I'll put a few underneath me.
Really?
Mate, body warmth. Mate, put them between your legs if you have to.
They soften
body
up.
Warmth, they soften up. And then they don't break. Mate, see this tooth? Missing. Why is that missing? Minty. Yeah.
Minty.
Also, my wife won't let me eat Redskins. Oh, sorry, whatever they're called now. I don't know what they're called now.
Yeah.
But my wife won't let me eat those because I broke a tooth on one of those as well.
Oh, God.
Because I was too aggressive. I didn't wait for them to soften.
Mate, can I ask?
Yeah.
Is the fantail actually smaller?
My
memory is that the fantail was bigger. Or is it just because I was little and
I was just going to say, you're bigger. You know that. You've grown up.
I know I've grown up.
You've got these big man hands now. Like, you fucking look like you're holding a pinhead.
My memory is that they were bigger. I reckon, I'm going to Google that while you talk.
How are you
going to
find out? Does it even tell you how much each individual one is? Per quantity, average serving. It doesn't actually tell you. Oh, hang on. Servings per pack. Serving size is 20 grams, which is 3 fantails. So I would ask Google, has the serving size of Alan's fantails changed?
No.
Serving size. I mean, there's...
Serving size.
Fucking, it's, you know, it's paper bags now too.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
This is paper.
Yeah.
I really want another one, but I think it's unprofessional of me to eat so many while I'm podcasting. And we are very professional podcasters, as is evident by the number of years we've been doing this. Okay? That's really the measure of good podcasting.
It's not giving me results here.
No answers. No. Smashed. Well, maybe it's just your big man hands don't realise how little they were when you were a kid. But, mate, I had fantails in London. I took I took like three packets with me from Sydney to San Francisco to London and back. As I eat them on the plane already. Here's what I like to do. And I know this is fat pig stuff, but I don't care. So I like to, when I arrive in a hotel, I know that 50% of hotels, probably more like 70, don't have a mini bar of any sort. They don't have anything. They'll always have a water for you, but often they'll have, like where I stayed in London was one of those, it was like one of those Ovalo things, it was too fancy.
Yep.
Had all fancy stuff. Didn't have any normal drinks, it was all fancy drinks. And so I had a packet of Fantails, cracked them open, and while I'm working for the first hour, just settling into the room, just eat some Fantails, mate. Feel like you're at home.
So how do you approach it? You suck it first, chew it later, or chew it first, suck it later? How do you go, mate?
I let you go so that could be a grab of its own.
There you have
Jeez,
it.
I wish we were videoing this one.
But it's really sticky, and I think I don't mind them, but it wouldn't be my go-to because you need to learn a technique to
so that they don't get stuck. Well, I tell you, there's something about my technique then, because I have nothing stuck. Because you got to use the last bit to get the. It's like when you get blue tack off the wall, you use one bit of blue tack to get another bit off.
Okay.
You got to use one bit of Fantail to get the other bit out.
Wow, that's you know what I'm saying? Pretty technical,
mate. I'm all over it.
Yeah, right.
I've eaten a lot of Fantails in my life. I want to challenge you one more time though, because you've got great knowledge. Okay?
Go for it. Go for it.
I'll eat this one when you're talking next week. So
okay.
Oh, this is a. Who am I?
Okay.
Born in Kentucky. In 1961, he moved to LA in 1982 for acting. No shit. He achieved stardom as Dr. Doug Ross in the hit NBC drama ER. His first major Hollywood role.
George Clooney.
I know, that was so. Even I would have got that one.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
That was horrible.
Yeah. They're not too. Well, the Jennifer Lawrence one, if I had a kept reading, you would have gone.
No sucking.
Hang on, I had a mouthful of drink. I nearly spat it out then. Wow, you nearly wore my Coke then.
I'm just analysing how I'm eating it.
Wow.
I'm not sucking it.
I'm going to take these two with me. Is that okay, mate?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you're stocking up. So when do these run out? When are they going to stop making them?
Stop making them.
So Allen's have said, that's it. No more Fantails.
Yeah.
Is it why they're not selling or they're just, is that why they're not selling?
Yeah.
So,
and you go to Woolies, they're sold out because everyone's shit themselves.
Yeah. Do they do that now do they make that threat to pump them up and think, fuck, we got to make more of
these? I actually recorded.
Yeah.
Well, you know when you drove past me today?
Yeah.
I was recording a TikTok. Oh, no. Did I actually do it? Yeah, I did. And I haven't watched it back. Where I said,
is this a scam or a Fantails really being withdrawn from the show?
Like, I wonder whether it's a
marketing
scam.
Just a way to get people to do it.
Yeah. Because I just bought four packets.
Yeah. So they're testing the market, really.
When I dropped the card home, and before you picked me up, I dropped a packet there because Victoria's sick at home.
Yep.
I said, Bubs, there's some Fantails down here. Don't eat them all.
Yep.
But they're gluten-free. That's the other annoying thing. They're removing one gluten-free item from the shelves.
Yeah.
And that's disappointing for my poor little glutards.
Yeah, wow. And do your kids like Fantails?
Yeah.
They do. They all
They're gluten-free. Yeah.
They got them.
Rare to find a good traditional lolly that's gluten-free. So that's why it's such a great thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, very disappointing. I'm very disappointed in my good friends at Allen's. But I'm easily bored. So if you send me an absolute shit ton of snakes, I'm good to go. Not killer pythons, fucking normal snakes.
So Allen's, you're a fan of the Allen's snakes.
Yes.
Allen's
brand.
What's the other brand?
You can
stick the
purple ones up your ass. I just want all the other ones.
What's the other brand?
I got
brand?
A packet of snakes the other day with no purples in it.
What?
It was like I
Do
won.
Do you like those? You don't like
fucking
those?
Fucking hate the purple ones.
What's that supposed to be? Grape or something? What's
I don't
that
know.
Supposed to be?
I don't know. But
don't
I hate
the colours
it.
Have flavours?
Maybe. I just don't like them.
So what's your favourite colour then?
Oh,
green, yellow.
No, I'm going to say probably orange.
I'll
if I was to list
ones.
Them,
yeah,
I'd go
yellow.
Orange, yellow, green, red.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what's the other brand? There's
Natural
Allen's.
Confection Company.
Natural, that's the one.
That people love them.
You don't like them.
They can get
so
fucked.
Allen's.
Give me all the unnatural stuff.
That's all, yeah. So Allen's, but so Allen's have they've been producing the Fantails, but they're going to potentially let you down, mate, here.
No, that sounds like it, yeah.
But you see, what you're saying is your theory is that they're just sort of putting it out there that we're going to stop making them
I'm
to
saying,
see how reactive
wouldn't
people
it be
are.
Amazing for them to get a second bite of them? Because this will be on the news.
It was on the news. Yeah.
So that if they come back in 2 months and go, press conference, we've decided to redo the Fantails and here's what we're doing differently to make, because they have to say they're doing something different to win people over.
Yep.
I'll get another bite of the cherry.
Mate, I'm surprised you're not a movie buff. The number of fantails you've eaten in your life. Didn't you read the wrappers?
Mate, did you see how quickly I eat them? Yeah. Fuck, mate, I don't have time
but
to
didn't
read.
You see the wrappers? Isn't that why they're called fantails? Because yes. They sort of tell
they're
the story.
Tales of fans.
Yeah, yeah. So fans I'm of surprised you weren't all over this.
Well, I mean, I just don't retain the information. I've read a lot of them in time. I don't retain the information. So here's the challenge. When you get a fantail that's top. Chopped
yeah,
off at the top.
It's chopped in the middle.
So
it always has a complete answer.
So named way. After Renaissance artists and trained in ninjutsu, I know what this is.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
These four characters fight against the evils of society from their home in the storm sewers. It's cut off, but it's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Big fan.
So Stephen, you've sold your car.
I've sold the car. Gone.
As we record,
yeah.
You are less than 3 hours away from not owning a Tesla.
Once I get home.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah, so
this is unfucking believable.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It was on the market for 2 months.
Yeah.
My car was on the
You did originally ask 30,000 more than what you got.
You know what? I got emotional about it and
but also, no, in your defense, I don't think there's a way of knowing what a car's worth.
No.
But I don't think you really knew what it was worth
until
you took my advice and got a valuation and realised what a dealer would give you, and therefore you add on to that what you think it's worth
exactly,
over and above.
Exactly what I did. Now, it was, like I said, it was 2 months on the market, and I realised that the initial price I listed it was unrealistic because despite the fact that the car's become much rarer now, the Model S that
disappointed that theory didn't come off.
Yeah.
But, anyway.
But look, a car is only worth what someone's willing to spend on it.
Yeah.
And I thought my car was competitive against other Tesla Model S's on the market. Mine had all the, you were sat in my car today. It's in great, it's in brand new
beautiful condition.
Yeah. It's nothing to just spend on it. But one thing I found is they're like, people are savvy on what they're looking for. They asked all the right questions about, have I, treated the battery, not charged, kept the daily charging limit. And so a lot of people do their research. There was only one or two people who were sort of concerned about the battery, perhaps or what happens to it after the warranty runs out.
Yep.
So, I think that the person who buys my car, what they're going to get for it in 3 or 4 years' time is who knows what's going to happen.
Of course. That.
But. Yeah. It's like any other car. Like there's so much less wear and tear. Like my car is, I've driven it for 5 years. Yeah. Even though there's only like 46,000 Ks on it, there's a lot less wear and tear on the car because it is an EV to begin with, but low kilometres. The battery charge cycles, I've only ever driven 6,000 kilometres. So it's not like for me to drive 100,000 kilometres, I would have had to charge the battery, 33% more than I have right now.
Yeah.
So all those factors are in my favour. But there is I remember talking to the guy from Mercedes-Benz when I was looking at the new car, and he said, look, there's a lot of uncertainty about EVs, and the second-hand EV market is a little bit, could be a bit volatile. You think, you want 1 minute you think your car's worth 100,000, the next minute it's only worth, 60. So it's a little bit volatile in that regard because depending on what's coming in the market,
that's why, I don't ever go into buying a car with a thought of what it's going to be worth down the track. Yeah. It's just too hard.
I leased the car, so I leased it through the business, and I knew that at the end of it, I had a balloon that it was going to be worth this much, thankfully, the what I got for the car is worth a lot, a fair bit more than the balloon, so I can pay the balloon out, still make a bit of money, and put that towards a new one. But there are Mercedes-Benz have the agility program where they guarantee the future value of the car.
Yeah.
Like Mercedes, I reckon Mercedes hold their value better than a Tesla. Mercedes-Benz cars have always held their value pretty well.
Yep.
Whereas I think a Tesla can depreciate, depending on the car. If you've got a lot of kilometres on a Tesla, it can depreciate, fairly quickly.
We could also be at the right point in time for you for 3 or 5 years. But you've gone 3.
Yeah.
Where think about the EV market in 3 years, right?
Yeah.
It'll be intense.
Yeah.
And so there, again, as there always is, there's people who want the new Mercedes.
Yeah.
Can't afford it. And so here's Stephen, who'll be jumping into the next model.
Mm.
And potentially yours will be available for trade and
And
so there'll be value in it, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So I think the rise in the EV market is what's positive. I think that the salesman was selling you finance when he was talking about uncertainty with batteries and things, because it's all bullshit.
Yeah, of course.
I had a bloke. There's a bloke on the radio in Hobart who I love. He's a great bloke. Mick is his name on 7HOHOFM. Anyway, old school, like old bloke. Not old, old, but, you know, he's just old school. And I mentioned EVs the other day, and he goes, yeah, but what about when the battery goes? You've got to spend 30, 40 grand getting a new battery. And I said, Mick, how much does a brand new Toyota Land Cruiser's engine cost? He goes, $3,000. I said, bullshit. Yeah. A Land Cruiser, a Toyota Land Cruiser today, like a 2023 Land Cruiser, if in 6 years or 10 years needs a new engine, you're fucked. That's a very expensive overhaul, right?
Yeah.
And that the fact is, that's rare, as it is to replace a battery in a car. Yeah. What happens to a battery? And if batteries were a real problem, we'd have Priuses, parked all over the fucking city on the side of roads because they'd be fucked. But they're not, because batteries degrade over time in an incremental way in range. Not they don't just stop working.
They don't just stop, that's right. Yeah,
just like if you overwork your phone, it goes flatter quicker. Your car's range, so... I would love to have known if you gave your car a charge 100% what the range is today compared to what it was when you bought it.
Yeah, I reckon, I think roughly it would be...
But I want to know exactly.
Yeah, I reckon roughly would probably, I reckon, be... Because I sort of know. It'd be about, for, I reckon, 15% down.
Yeah.
So if it was... Mate, if its battery health was 100%, it'd probably be 85
I know you desperately
down.
Want to hand it over to the bloke.
Yeah.
But if I'm you, on your way home, I'm supercharging, right, just to get that number. Because you'll have a photo or something from the day one when you got it that'll tell you what the range was. And I think that's the article. You know, how much does an electric car battery degrade over 5 years? And you say, I drove the car, I drove it not much. Like I drove it at a lower rate than average. Yeah. So this is below average.
Yeah,
and you only charge it to the right conditions and all that stuff. And the car has now got X percentage, call it 15, less range than it did. So what we now know is that the battery degraded 15% in 5 years. So that car in another 5 years, old mate that's bought it, let's say it's another 10 or 12 or 15% lower.
But can
it's
that
still
be accurate,
got great range.
But can that be accurate? Because like in 5 years, the number of times I've charged it compared to someone else charging it in 5 years, the number of kilometres they've done,
understand, but that's,
that'll change, right?
Yeah, but you've got to put in that you did 46,000 Ks.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's because for someone that's done 80,000 Ks and double the charge cycles, I don't think they'll have double the degradation.
No.
They might be 20%. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
But I think that's the unknown. You're actually in a unique position that no other journo's ever been in to actually account for the degradation of battery.
I think, too, that there should be something. I don't know how hard this is to get it. I think within the app it's hard to get as well. Like there should be. You know how, like, on your phone, there's a battery health that tells you the percentage
on
an iPhone?
I thought you could just open it up.
I haven't found out a way to do it. The only way I thought of doing it is to charge it to 100% or 90% and switch from being a percentage value to a distance value.
Well, that's what I'm telling you to do,
So, like, there's no way that...
But I still don't believe
that... The tester doesn't spit out a value.
It does in service mode. Yeah, didn't I send you the link last week?
In service mode.
You've got to go into service mode.
Yeah, okay. No, on the app.
Forget the app. On the car.
In the car, all right.
In the dash.
I'll check it out,
It'd be fascinating to know.
Because I've driven that car for 5 years.
Because you were put,
and
mate,
20 days.
It'd be like a baseball bat to the head of the narcs who say that EVs need battery replacements every 10 years.
And just so you know, Tesla battery warranty is 8 years.
Yeah, but that's, again.
Is a warranty of eight. But if something drastically goes,
wrong. Yes.
You know, you're thinking that something's wrong with the battery.
Yes.
Then it's under warranty.
Understand
that. 8 years is a long time.
But what we really want to know is 15, 20 years.
Is there a phone that gives you 8 years warranty?
No, not at all. But what we want to know is, but phones don't sit on the road for 10, 15 years.
True.
What we need to know is, how does that car perform in the 15th year of its life?
Yeah. That's the challenge, I think. The third owner is there.
Spot on.
How's that going to track? Yeah. Because they're like, everything else in the car is...
I just got a notification because I talked about this earlier today.
Oh, Gladys.
ICAC will deliver its long-awaited findings on Gladys Berejiklian next Thursday.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
we saw her today.
We were with her today,
yeah, we were with her.
She seemed like she was waiting for a finding. I just think that you're right. The third owner...
Definitely.
He's the one that needs to...
But funny enough, though, the guy who bought my car already owns a Tesla.
Yeah.
And he's got a Model 3, I think. And he said, look, I wanted something bigger. And him knowing Tesla, I think it helped us with the sale. Rather than onboarding someone brand new to Tesla he'd be a little bit more sceptical, a little not as savvy.
Yeah, true.
That might be a might
it also
a tougher
means a quick
sell.
Handover today because he's already got the app and da da da.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I've got to work out how we're gonna. I'm gonna have to like remove it off the app.
So it's funny because anyone else listening, you sold a car, you've gone, oh, okay, thanks very much. You've signed the back of the rego papers. You hand them the keys.
Yeah. And well, this is you got to go online to do that now.
No, but I'm talking about the handover process.
Yeah, yeah.
You've now got to sign out of an app.
Yeah.
You said to me earlier, you got to sign out of Netflix in the car.
Sign out of
like
Disney
that.
Plus. Remember to take my e tag too. You've got to take the tag out as well. That's as easy as to pop that out.
I'd take that out now before you forget.
No, I've got to go through.
You can just throw on the dashboard.
I've
got to
go through 15 of them before I get home, mate. From here,
you should have added that on the price. Mate, you're not picking up on after the record, mate. You need to pay an extra $100.
Yeah, geez. Wow. So, yeah, that's good. But like I said, it took a while.
Yeah.
I had a lot of people interested in it, and like three or four people came and drove it, and they said, look, love the car, just not for us right now. And
I think what's cool is that you and I both are going to have brand new cars within a month of each other, I reckon.
Yeah.
I reckon you'll get yours about second week of July. I'll get mine probably second or third week of August.
Yeah. The two blokes doing very well, Jeez.
That was my favourite part of watching The Founder, which is this week's best movies you've ever seen. It's out already in the movie feed. It's out tomorrow in the Two Blokes feed. Was that at the very end, they showed real photos.
Yeah.
And there was one with, I assume it was
Ray Kroc
standing next to the thing says billions or 10 billion served.
Yeah.
Which is the whole premise of the Jerry Seinfeld bit.
Yes.
If you're new to our bullshit, then this doing very well thing goes back. It's got to be years now that we've said it, where Jerry Seinfeld's got a bit where he's on stage and he goes, you know, McDonald's, they got a sign there.
Stop. When are they going to stop counting?
Yeah, 10 billion says, when are you going to stop counting? Just put up a sign. We're doing very well.
Yes, we get it.
You're doing very well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, very
Isn't
good.
That good? No, The Founder. Good movie. Good movie. The
so
Founder.
So Paramount Plus, what are you suggesting to me?
Paramount Plus, there is, have you seen, is Paramount Plus is Rabbit Hole.
Oh, no.
Have you seen that?
No.
That's great. Kiefer Sutherland, 24.
Yeah, still haven't watched
great.
That, no.
Watch that. I'm not a massive reality show fan.
Right.
But
I'm not watching the Stallone thing.
Oh, mate. I can't do it. I was all in. It's funny. It's funny. And his daughters are beautiful. They're really nice. Yeah.
That's just wrong.
Just, yeah.
On
beautiful.
So many levels.
I'm just giving
Sylvester's a beautiful man,
I'm giving
too.
Him a compliment.
You know.
Of course, I'm a fan.
Does people ever say that you remind them of Sylvester Stallone?
Sometimes.
You've got a very similar build.
Yeah. I wish I did. Yeah.
No, you do. You're both, you know, you're both larger than life. Big hands. You know, you're just big.
Big hands.
Big head.
Adrian.
You're Adrian.
Mate, I'd put him on the same level of meeting. If I could choose two people to meet this
George
week.
George Lucas and
Sylvester Stallone.
All right.
I'd want to just shake their hands and say thank you for all the enjoyment you've given me over the years with your content, your creations. That's who I would. Who would be your two?
So what are we doing? We're just meeting them and shaking a hand.
You can meet two people that you really admire or fans of. Who would they be?
Fuck.
If we're dead or alive. For you, dead or alive, I don't know who you're going to say we've won.
Farnham.
Well, of course.
Senna.
Anton Senna. I think you'd say that, yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
I'm as big a Star Wars fan I am, I'm a big Rocky fan too. So, yeah.
But see, it's funny because you think about, I weirdly now and then I think about what's the thing that would make me give all this up? What's the job?
Yep.
That would be like, man, I have to.
What would that be?
So this is the thing, right?
Yeah.
So and it assumes a lot of things because it obviously assumes Amanda's on board. But like working.
And you're getting a ton of money.
Working in Formula One.
Really?
Would be amazing.
Wow.
Like, you know, I love travel. I love the flying.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
I
wouldn't see your family all the way.
Well, but that's my point. Yeah. Like, it needs to be at a different point in life.
Yeah, right.
But see, the thing about me and travel is I actually don't like to. You like to get out and sightsee. I don't give a shit.
Okay.
I just want to go to do the work.
Okay.
And I even if I've got half a day, I prefer to just do stuff, right?
I like to explore. Yeah.
So that's why the Formula One travel lifestyle is okay with me. You get to go to dinners and things at places, but broadly you're at the track, you're doing the work, and then you leave the town.
Yeah.
I love the sport so much.
Yeah.
I would definitely.
So Daniel Ricciardo rang you up and said, Trev, I need an assistant who can follow me
around. Okay, Daniel, where do I meet you?
Yeah. You'd say, okay, mate. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
But you got to cover my $4 million a year I earn with EFTM, is that
right? Yeah, sure. He'd be like, I'll double what you're getting now. I'm pretty confident I've got it in the ashtray.
Yeah, maybe.
Pretty confident.
Yeah. What would be mine, I wonder?
Yeah, I don't know. So
I tell you what would be mine. If Steve Crawley rang me from Fox Sports and said, mate, we want you to do full-time league commentary, like be on the panels, and I'd say,
of course.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I'd say, I'm done. I'm
going to ring him now and ask him if you're good.
Well, mate, it's, yeah, I would. I used to do that before. I'm still really interested in, I'm as much as interested in footy and sport as I am in tech still.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, I did an interview on the radio earlier this week where it was for Origin Night, right? And they're saying, okay. And I said to them, I said, mate, you know, before, do you know, they said, oh, do you know much about Origin? I said, hello. I used to play for South.
Who the fuck was this?
Somebody from Albury who's into AFL and that big league. I used to play for South, and I was sports editor of the Daily Telegraph. They go, really? Really? Yeah. So I hear Mario's my brother. I said, oh, fuck, you know, you know it all. So I knew more than they did about Origin.
Yeah, so they want to talk about it.
I said, sure, I can talk Origin as much as you want.
Isn't it funny?
Yeah.
That, and we've been through this before in our histories, but isn't it funny? Both our would get us out of this world jobs are in sport.
Sport, yeah, I know. Yeah. Sport or win and Powerball. That would get me out of my job too. Win and Powerball.
I'd still do
100 million.
I'd still
week.
Do a percentage of what I do.
This week it was 100 million. I don't know if it's jackpot.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Is that
tomorrow's the time
we were going. Last night it was drawn.
Hang
on, I'm busy.
So if I'm flush, if you don't hear from me ever again, you know I've won Powerball.
If you turn up in an EQS.
Now, if I turn up in a Model S that I've had myself personally converted to right-hand drive,
mate,
I've struck it.
I would be very disappointed in you if you did that.
Why?
Because after everything
Tesla,
that fucking Elon's done to you.
I'm done, mate. I'm done.
You should get the EQS.
I wanted to mention one thing.
$100 million. Yeah. Holy shit. Just, I hope I won that.
I just wanted to say before on the car, right?
Yeah.
When I bought the Tesla, don't forget, but previously to the Tesla, I'd driven four different Mercs, right?
Yep, 100%.
Now, if 5 years ago there was an electric Merc, I would have bought that.
100%. No, I know. Yeah.
And the fact there wasn't,
yep,
which is what put me into Tesla. Now, 5 years later, the choices are different.
Yeah.
There is so much more choice now. And Mercedes just happened to have this EQE. And I'm thinking, okay. Now, I remember I mentioned this before. I did test drive it. But this was before I knew that Tesla were not going to produce the Model S. So I drove it just to drive it. I think, yeah, it's okay. But in the back of my head thinking, I don't want to like this because I'm getting a Model S.
Right.
But now that Tesla have stiffed me, I'm now thinking Mercedes-Benz was the natural option, the obvious logical option for me.
Right.
Being back in the family again.
No, I think that's right.
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't regret my decision at all. In fact, I think Tesla's done me a favour. Because I would have spent probably more money on the car than I have for this car, and I think I would have missed out in some of the, sort of the luxury and some of the features.
And so here's my.
And I remember you saying that 5 years ago to me.
Mm. Oh no! Well, here's so my. Yeah. And don't you dare tell her all this will happen. But in 2 to 3 months, when I come round and Joe's sitting there relaxing after a hard day at work, and I come in, grab a water, and I'll say to Joe, Tommy, do you prefer the Mercedes? Yeah. And here's what I think she'll say. She'll say, I think it's beautiful. I think it's more luxurious. I love it.
Yeah.
I really do.
And my husband really deserves that.
Okay, yeah, sure. But I'm talking about from her perspective.
Yeah, for
remember,
sure. Yeah.
Stephen doesn't let her drive it. She's a passenger.
Not that I didn't let her. She just never did.
Because she's too scared of you.
I don't know. She's not scared of me at all, mate. It's opposite. Mate, if I don't pack the fucking dishwasher right, I'm in trouble.
I sent
She's
Amanda.
Not scared of me.
Oh, hang on. I've got to buy these tickets before I show you this thing. So I'm literally buying last night's Powerball tickets. I've got to top up my PayPal deposit. I've got some winnings from before, so I don't have to pay full fare. Good times. Sit tight. Success. So I sent Amanda. I'll have to find it. And I'll show it to Stephen and I'll describe it.
Yeah.
So Amanda and Jackson are in a group. So I sent a TikTok to the both of them, and it was this one here. So it's like athletes on a racetrack, right? Kids is one athlete. Mum lying down asleep on the racetrack is the other, and Dad is another. It's 6:59. We're leaving at 7 a.m. 7 a.m. clicks over on the clock. Dad goes. Mum's still asleep, and the kids couldn't give a rat's. And I sent that to Amanda and Jackson, and didn't I get an ass whipping? So Jackson's in, this is last night. Jackson's in the dining room. Amanda's, are you fucking kidding me? This is outrageous. Do you know how much shit I do for you lot when we're trying to leave the house? And I'm like, whoa. Oh, okay. I thought it was just a funny TikTok.
Just a joke. Hello.
Yeah, I thought it was just a funny TikTok. And and you know, she made the point rightly that, you know, yeah. I'll just get the fucking keys and get in the car.
Yeah, that's right, mate.
She's got to get snacks for everyone and all that shit.
Stuff goes on. I said, look, I get that too, mate.
I get that. Yeah. She goes, in the morning, it turned into a whole fucking thing. Yeah, yeah. In the morning, you just fuck off to work and I'm here going to make lunches for the kids. And I'm like, okay.
Do you ever make lunches for the kids the night before? Do you ever do that? Or is it on the morning you do the lunches?
Sometimes. Like, yeah. If I make spaghetti bolognese, I'll package it up into three lots and they'll have it for lunch tomorrow.
Beautiful.
It does happen. Yeah, but okay. There's obviously a lot of admin that goes on.
Yep.
But I also said, listen, I'll stop you right here. And it turned not into an argument. It was just more of a discussion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I said, this fucking prick here, he's 16 years old. He's taller than both of us.
Yeah.
He can make his own fucking lunch.
Exactly, yeah. I used to say that
to Joe,
because
Jackson goes, I did this. Yeah. I did it twice this week. I said he can do it every fucking day.
I said that to Joe, 2 years ago, when our kids were younger, of course. And I'd say, listen, get them to do it. They can make their lunches.
Yeah.
They're teenagers.
Now, the
fear
is they won't, or they'll do the wrong thing. Stiff shit.
Well, if they don't make it, they don't eat.
Learn.
They don't eat. Yeah, I know. Mothers being mothers, they think, no, we've got to do it.
100%.
You know, that's a mum's thing.
And that's what I love about her.
Yeah, yeah.
She is.
Of course. And Joe's the same.
Like, an amazing mother.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is why it's so shit that we live in a world where we don't respect mothers enough. That they don't get the kind of respect.
My mum, and that's a thing too. Like, I remember growing up, my mum, like, I'm from a European family, mate, where the mum, she doesn't let you do anything. Like, you want to do stuff, but she doesn't let you.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking, come on, I that's okay, I'll do it, don't worry. I'll cook for you, yeah, okay, make this for you. And I think when I got married and sort of was in the situation where, okay, I was raised where mum did everything for me. I wouldn't know how to wash clothes. I don't know how to do anything.
Yeah.
But then I quickly learned, of course, when I got married. So trying to learn those things on the fly when you're in your marriage, thinking, okay, no, I can do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll do the washing, sure thing, and then work out how to do it. Yeah. But no, with the dishwasher, though, do you get told how to pack the dishwasher at your place?
No, I tell.
Really? Oh, so you're that person.
I fucking hate.
You're that person.
I hate when I go in and the dishes are spaced out by two. I'm like, fucking put them together. You can put them in every single slot and have a dish.
Much.
Yeah.
You and Joe should have a chat.
What's this shit doing on the top? It should be on the bottom.
You and Joe should have a chat, because she pipped me for putting the mugs on the top and mixing the mugs with other shit on the top shelf. Do you know how to put the mug, the cups on top?
On the side. Our mugs go on the side.
Well, ours go on the top shelf, right? And there's room for small plates. And she goes, no, big plates here, bowls go here. I'm thinking, who set those rules? She goes, okay, can you just do it later? I went, okay, no problem. And then the next day I said, well, you know, when you were at work, I moved them all around. And then I put it back before you came to work. Before you came home, I moved everything around and then put it back again. I am a shit stirrer.
All right, mate. Righto. See you next week.
Take it easy.
Bye.